But I've just got a few questions to ask. First of all, find who you are and how. Tell us who you are and how you became a Christian.
Well, you got my name in the program, so that's who I am. I'm originally from Beirut, Lebanon. Some of you may have been there. And I did my high school education in Lebanon, grew up there, but then I came to America. And I've been in America since then, except for trips like this one, here and there and so on. Now, how I came to the Lord is a long story, because I was from a Muslim background, Sunni Muslim background, from a very loving family, and a family devoted to Islam. And I grew up in a Muslim school, that's where I studied. And yet, many years later, I come to Christ. And I'm very happy that I did that, because this is the road to salvation, isn't it?
Yeah. So leading on from that, because you come from a Muslim background, tell us about your work now and ministry evangelism to the Islamic world, and how perhaps we can learn from your experience.
Very important question. From my perspective, the most important issue, yes, you need to learn about the politics of Islam, you need to learn about what's going on in this world, you need to know why Islam is on the political scene to start with. These are all very important issues. But perhaps the most important issue is to understand the theology of Islam and how it relates to biblical theology. Once you understand that, then, because any Muslim like me who came to Christ, they needed to understand, well, how come biblical theology is different, and how come you will find it to be the answer to your questions rather than what Islam is teaching. The Muslims believe that the Quran and the Islamic teachings are the answer. But then the Lord has, and many people who worked with me, Kurt included, I realized that the answer is actually in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And many people have helped. One of them is a very dear friend of mine. His name is Sam Solomon, who actually was part of my story. And Sam is a high-level Muslim cleric when he grew up. And then when he read the Bible, he realized that the truth is in the Bible and not in the Quran. And so the two of us last year would be co-authors of a book called Not the Same God. It's available on Amazon. And the book basically compares biblical theology with Quranic theology. This is really, in a nutshell, what the book does. And the conclusion is, if you think that Muslims and Christians worship the same God, then you have a lot of questions to ask. And this book tells you, no, they don't worship the same God. Different, probably the name God is there, but that's where it stops. The end result is, we have a triune God, we have a God who created us in his image, wants us to know him, he reveals himself, he is an incarnate God, is a triune God. This Islam is against any of those ideas. So you cannot say we have the same God.
So taking that idea, this is a question that I didn't ask you before, but how can we use that, the contrast that it isn't the same God, and all of us will have Muslim friends and colleagues and things like that. How do we use that in our conversations and our time with our Muslim friends in the terms of evangelism? How do we start talking about these things in a way that isn't going to offend? But actually,
very simple. The Muslims believe that the Bible has been corrupted and it doesn't say the truth. So they have to get over this obstacle. So as long as they come to the point to say, well, let us compare and contrast the two. Okay, when you reach that point, then you'll be able to explain what the Bible is saying. Because what Islam, what the Quran says, what the Christians believe, is actually not what the Christians believe. You see, so there is a big difference. So when the Quran says that we believe in the same God. Well, and then it describes that the Christians are the biggest blasphemers on the face of the earth. There is a disconnect here, and so they have to explain and basically expose them to the scripture and let the scripture speak for itself. Our book helps a lot in that regard because it talks about the nature of the triune God in that respect. And then you can look at the doctrine of Allah in Islam. What does it say versus the doctrine of God in the Bible?
And one last question. What can we be praying for you, Atif?
Well, you can do many prayers. Number one, pray for my family because they're still Muslim. I love them and they love me. And we have our differences, but they still... I'm looking for opportunities to discuss it with them as well. Pray for our ministry that we'll be able to reach as many people. I just came from a mission trip. I'm actually on the way back home. And we have dealt with hundreds of former Muslims. The world has changed. Muslims are coming out of Islam in large numbers, believe it or not. They're seeing the light. And so pray for more Muslims to come out of Islam, but also for the churches to be able to accept them and to witness to them and to disciple them so that there is unity in the body of Christ.
Brilliant. Let me pray for you.
Thank you.
Father, thank you for Atif. Thank you for his ministry towards Muslims. Thank you for the mission in Tajikistan recently. Pray for those who've come out of Islam and have come to find Christ as their Lord and Savior. Pray you would encourage them and grow and mature them and preserve them to the last day. Well, we pray for Atif's family. We cry out to you for Atif's family, that you would reveal Christ to them as revealed in Scripture, in the Bible, that they would come to know him as their Lord and Saviour and reject the lies within Islam. Help him to be a loving family member and support and encourage him in all that he does in your service. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Atif,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do chat to Atif after